Hello and welcome back to As It Is, the program that tells you about important events in our world and helps you learn American English at the same time. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We begin today with information about recent news in the United States. There have been a number of incidents recently involving police and violence against citizens. In some cases, people have accused the police of using too much force when making arrests. Some have suggested that requiring all policemen and women to wear body cameras might better explain how they acted while doing their jobs. Others say it will force law officers to act properly if they know their actions are being recorded. Katie Weaver joins us to explain that the situation is really not that simple.
There are many questions about body camera systems, including costs, control of camera images, and the technology's limits. Charles McClelland is the chief of police in Houston, Texas. He supports the use of body cameras, but he admits they also present problems.
The type of equipment, the placement of the equipment, the downloading time, storage space, all of those are significant challenges.
For the past 2 years, the Houston Police Department has been using body cameras as part of an experimental program. The department deploys about 100 of the cameras on its officers each day. Chief McClellan says deploying cameras on a few thousand officers and then dealing with all the video they produce will cost a lot of money. And those videos can only show part of what happens when the officer is on duty. Body cameras usually offer a wide-angle view of what is in front of the camera lens. In other words, anything happening on either side of the camera or behind the officer is never recorded. Chief McClellan says that leaves out a lot.
An officer may turn his or her head and see something, but the video camera that's in the middle of their chest is pointing straight ahead.
Rita Watkins is the head of the Law Enforcement Management Institute of Texas. She says there is a statewide demand for body cameras.
I can tell you that right now there are chiefs who are budgeting within their budget and asking their community leadership for the funds to initiate and to start a body camera program.
She says legal experts are considering how photographs and videos taken by average citizens should be treated.
We've also got the public who's capturing video cameras. And so how do they maintain it? And what's their duty and responsibility for making that information available to law enforcement?
Both she and the police chief are concerned about what happens if a video becomes corrupted, is damaged, or disappears.
This technology is man-made, and sometimes man-made objects will malfunction.
Chief McClellan says a technical problem could fuel unrest in a city like Baltimore, where there already is distrust of the police. He worries that communication between officers and citizens may shrink because of the cameras.
The officer is recording the citizen. The citizen may be using his or her cell phone to record the officer.
Chief McClellan says body cameras can help law enforcement, but he says they also will become a continuing financial concern for police. He notes the cameras must be replaced over time by newer, better equipment. I'm Katie Weaver.
Thank you. You are listening to the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Since 2009, earthquake activity has greatly increased in the central and eastern United States. A new report from U.S. earthquake experts links drilling for oil and gas with the rise in the number of earthquakes in those areas. Jonathan Evans has more on the report and its findings.
It is widely known that certain parts of oil and gas drilling can lead to small earthquakes. The United States has expanded its oil and gas production in recent years. Critics blame the use of a drilling method known as hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, for the increase in earthquakes. Fracking involves forcing high-pressure water, sand, and chemicals into rock formations deep underground. The U.S. Geological Survey published a report on a study of 17 fracking areas within 8 states in the central and eastern parts of the U.S. Those states include Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Texas. Fracturing the underground rock releases oil and gas trapped inside. It also creates a large amount of wastewater. Roger Musson of the British Geological Survey says the problem is what to do with that water. Mr. Musson spoke to VOA by telephone. He says injecting wastewater into the ground to dispose of it is what causes earthquakes in the affected areas. It does this by loosening faults or divisions in the rocks that make up Earth's crust. Below the water table, there is water in the rocks, and if you change the pressure in that water, then it has the effect of lubricating the faults, he says. The USGS report says the new areas of earthquake activity are located near deep fluid injection wells or other industrial activities capable of inducing earthquakes. The most significant increase has occurred in the central U.S. state of Oklahoma. Before 2008, Oklahoma had just 1 or 2 earthquakes a year with a magnitude of 3.0 or greater. Now, Oklahoma has 1 or 2 such earthquakes every day. In a recent report, the state of Oklahoma said for the first time it is very likely that the rise in earthquakes has been caused by the disposal of wastewater from oil and gas drilling. Most of the so-called man-made earthquakes have been small and have done little damage. But experts warn there is no guarantee earthquake activity will not increase and cause more damage. This is being debated very urgently by seismologists, Roger Musson says. Currently, scientists believe that wastewater injection can produce earthquakes in the magnitude 4 or 5 range. But the upper limit is really very difficult to judge, Mr. Musson says. Environmental rights activists have criticized fracking. They say it pollutes groundwater and sends harmful